This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Mike?
Oh, yes, Rob. Hello. Yeah. What?
You like valuable news coverage, don't you?
I truly do. I like you to be on the pulse of it.
Listen carefully to this news story.
Very good.
Without question, that print that was on the cardboard underneath the body of the second victim was, in fact, the fingerprints of Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes.
Again?
Yes.
Investigators check out his background and discover Hughes has a dangerous past and a long rap sheet.
He was 6'2". About 220 pounds, and had a history of violence and sexual assault cases.
Right.
Hughes has vanished.
Ta-da.
But a fourth victim is suddenly discovered in the same area as the first three.
No surprise.
That's how he operates.
Could it be the work of the same killer?
Yes.
She was found in a shopping cart.
There are differences.
Oh, there are.
This victim was white and obese.
That was an edit.
I didn't hear
Even
it.
Even so, investigators suspect that Michael Hughes is her killer.
Yep.
Police go public.
Was
with
that
Hughes
an edit?
Photo.
No.
We contacted the local media and identified him as a suspect in the murders.
An apartment manager recognizes Hughes as one of his tenants and calls police.
Michael Hughes' apartment.
He lives in an apartment. One
Once
bedroom.
Again, Michael Hughes has outsmarted
efficiency.
Hot
to play.
Catch Hughes and put him behind
water.
Bars, investigators will have to unravel the knots of a key piece of evidence.
Michael Hughes.
No edit.
No edit.
Police are working 24-7, trying to track down a serial killer.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Try Lanham.
Television reports of the manhunt include Michael Hughes' photo.
Oh, no.
Investigators take a blood sample from Hughes.
Good luck.
And compare it to DNA samples found on the victims.
Oh, dear.
But Hughes throws them a curve.
Uh-huh.
He's good at that.
He claims he had consensual sex with the four women, and that he didn't kill anyone.
This is new. He gets around.
He was so intent on humiliating his victims that even when he killed a 320-pound woman, he figured out a way to move the body and pose it outside.
Stronger than 10 men.
The manager of the building where Michael Hughes lived could see Michael Hughes with the shopping cart moving it out of the apartment the morning that she was found.
MJ.
I'll
use a shopping cart.
Motive is never established.
What's his motive? I know his motive.
And his insanity plea is unsuccessful.
Fear.
What? Motive of fear?
Yes.
Within a few days, the jury convicts Michael Hughes and sentences him to life without the possibility.
What? Well, how's he still working here?
Work release.
I thought this case deserved a death verdict. However, he will not do this to any other women.
That's right.
So the bottom line is that the community is safe from this predator.
Well, that's the story of our general manager.
Michael Hughes.
We asked him to comment. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
The Don and Mike Show.
Michael Hughes.
Thank you, Paul.
That's not Michael Hughes, right?
No, it's not. Right.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Su dia ya viene llegando.
Si. Cha-ching.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla. Way to go. Many happy returns.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I'm not happy.
The show is great.
Hi, Meryl.
Rob.
Oh, no.
Want some mimicry?
Yeah, I do.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, yeah, Julia Child.
Well, I'm making my own
I want to hear French gourmet.
coming up.
Let's call them up, Skinny.
You hear French Gourmet.
And you know who else is here next to me?
French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
Hey, hi, everybody. I'm French Gourmet.
Thank you.
I like rape.
No.
The show's going to be fun, me.
Yeah,
and guess who else is here?
Who?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, let me hear him.
Well, I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Perfect.
The show, I'm showing you how to cut apples.
Apples.
Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you very much, Merrill. That's right.
Loves the apples.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now,
here's
that. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, one of us is here, ladies and gentlemen. I am in control here now. We start today's show with just a bit of bad news,
really?
And I'll pass this along to you. Don, unfortunately, will not be here today. Hopefully, he will be back tomorrow. His adopted father, Sam Source.
Right.
Anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time, you know that Don's had a tough relationship with his parents over the
right.
years. His father passed away yesterday.
Right.
And so he's with his brother Jim, and they had to fly down to take care of the necessary arrangements. And so he will not be in today. We send our prayers out to Don
and
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he will be hopefully back on the show tomorrow. But that's a difficult situation, and, you know, all we can do is give him our support. So
Right-o.
We say,
right.
you know, hope you get through this okay. And, you know, the hits keep on coming sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is always something. So our best to Don. Hope he gets through all this, taking care of a lot of the little stuff that he has to take care of. So we wish him the very best with that. He will be back on the show tomorrow.
Righto.
And as usual, we have the little fire drill that we have here where Rob moves into Don's seat. I move over. Oh, I don't move.
No, you stay in the same place.
I actually do a little rearranging, though, because
the monitor moves.
This is the greatest monitor in the world. Let me explain what I'm doing here. I have the monitor 6 inches from my face, and I get to take your phone calls
at that distance.
At leisure, and I get to continue my reclining. Because, look, I could fake it and try to come in here and do the show like I never do the show, which
Right-o.
Is sitting up at attention. But, no, I am comfortable
right.
here now, gentlemen.
At that distance, does the monitor appear to be like a widescreen television?
It is very large. It's almost in
like
my face.
Like going to the movies.
You know, it's as close as I can get it to me. This is, and what Rob's talking about is a tiny little TV monitor that I take phone calls on.
Well, it's a computer monitor.
It's a computer monitor. And, you know, I could, if I could bring it closer, I would. Then it would, you know, require me to go a quarter of an inch to press
you
the buttons.
You could take calls with your nose.
It's a touch screen, and if people call, you can touch them.
And then there's Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and Buzz stays where he is,
That's
too.
That's right.
Buzz, who informed me before the show that you were feeling a tad under the weather yesterday.
Oh, man, a lesser man wouldn't have been here yet.
You're incredible. I mean, you know, you sit there and, you know, granted, you know, for about 3 hours every day, we have a slight interaction with you, but
mm-hmm.
You know, we would know, and I think you covered it very well, that you didn't have any problems.
Oh, I had the chills, the body aches. It was just a mess, but
we didn't even discuss your,
That's right.
your pre-show nap yesterday.
I covered it up.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm going to guess food poisoning.
I have a medical question for you, though.
Oh, good.
You know my doctor, right?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Vinny Boompot.
We have the...
Dr. Bombay.
I want to cover a couple of things. There's one thing I didn't mention about my weekend yesterday that I will mention today. Not necessarily that I want to, but I feel in the interest of full disclosure...
Please.
Sure.
That it's probably a good idea for me to pass it along to our listening audience because mm-hmm. it's something I haven't done in a while. But I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But I want to ask Buzz mm-hmm. About, I guess, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I had my physical at our friend's office.
I remember
office.
That. Yeah, you got
you,
the
You know
finger,
this office,
right?
yeah. You know, very well.
Very well, yes.
And this doctor, who you know very well.
Indeed.
And got the phone call. You know, they do the thing where they, up there where they do the...
They do the little exam.
The finger check, uh-huh. which I hate, and they do the squeeze the cough
truth,
check.
Mike, the truth.
What?
The truth.
What?
You don't mind it so much.
I hate it, Rob. I do. I hate every minute of it. It's but I go through that and it's fine.
You
and
have
in the
to. You
in the process they take blood.
Yes.
They take the blood and then they say we'll call you. And that's
okay.
that's it.
They don't
so
take it from there. They take it from your arm.
I receive a call today.
Speak for yourself.
Well, it depends on the condition you're in.
Right.
I'm constantly giving.
That's so
true.
I get a call today, you know, about 2.5 hours ago. I get a call from the lovely Bonnie. Oh, yes.
We've talked about the lovely Bonnie.
We have discussed her, yes.
She's the Diane Keaton lookalike, the young Diane Keaton lookalike,
right.
Who we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And she's a very sweet lady.
She is.
She wasn't in the office the day I was there.
Oh.
In fact, there were some other people. In fact, well, is it okay to mention, can I mention the,
sure,
the other person
sure,
that works
you'll be
there?
Responsible, I'm sure.
All right,
sure.
We should mention that, why am I stammering about this?
It's exciting.
We should mention
new
that
territory.
Buzz's wife works there.
That's
also.
Right. Oh, yeah, we've
so
talked about that.
There are two people
Buzz
that-
Buzz is married?
Buzz has been married for years, right?
I had no idea.
Over 30 years.
Then I've got questions for him.
Actually, 50th wedding anniversary coming up
this
month.
No kidding. Solid gold. Baby.
So neither Buzz's wife, who I know, or this lady Bonnie, who I know, is in the office. That's
right.
Okay.
Right.
I know the doctor, and it's another lady that comes in. She's perfectly fine.
Good.
And I get done, and everything's okay when I walk out of the office. So I get a call today before the show. And Bonnie says to me, "Hi, Mike." I'm like, "Hey, Bonnie, how are you?" "Yeah, I guess I was waiting to hear from you." He said, "Yeah, well, the doctor would like you to call to schedule your follow-up visit so he can go over everything with you."
Ah, yes, the results. And
now, wait a
mean.
Minute. Now, yeah. I have a very, very specific memory of the last time I got one of these physicals.
Right.
Is that Bonnie called me and kind of said, "We check this out. We check this out. This is okay. This
and you're
is okay.
Right?
I think." I thought, now I could be wrong, I thought that the whole process, the procedure,
right.
was you go in, you get your physical, and then they call you with, you know, the blood work.
Unless the news is really, really bad.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
This is what I'm worried about.
No, it's probably fine.
This is what I'm freaked out about, and you put it on the, you put the salt in already.
Here's my guess. It's either maybe cholesterol or blood pressure or something, and the doctor just wants to talk to
Rob's
you about it.
Rob's looking at me like the crypt keeper right now.
Give you
now.
A tip, give you you know, what you can do to maybe correct
Rob
that.
Is looking at me like the crypt keeper.
No, I'm not.
Look.
No, I'm not.
We all know, based on the history of the show, the
it's
recent
been,
history.
Mike, it's been great. That's all I want to say.
It has really been a
we all
many
know,
great years.
Shut up, you guys. We all know that I have had, you know, made no secret of the fact that my weight has definitely, you know, skewed up a little bit in the last, couple of weeks.
And you're living well.
I'm living well, but I've also, you know, I'm trying to eat right, trying to do the... I'm trying to do the right thing.
We always want to try.
You're always trying. You're baby stepping.
And I'm trying. And I went 2 days without having a smoke.
But the news of having to go back in has driven you back to it?
I got the call. I had a little meeting at the restaurant today. Mm-hmm. And the guy that I was having a meeting with, he went to the pocket, got
Thanks.
Out a little
Look
smoke.
Look around cafe. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he did, I said, "Can I steal one of those?"
Oh,
what
Ned.
The hell? I'm dying
Then I was
anyway.
Cleaning out my car, and I found a pack in the back of my car.
There's always one.
From the 40s.
The bottom line
it's a lucky
here.
Strike.
Look, I am just a little concerned about, really, seriously, I thought that the process is they give you a phone call. Why the F does the guy have to
Maybe
have me
Maybe he
in?
Wants you to have you in and just say, "Hey, you know what? It's working. Keep it up."
Some tips, some
Why
advice.
Would he bring me in for that?
Very minor. If it was major, he would have been on the phone.
All right. The whole reason I bring this up on the air is for one
I
reason.
Know why you're brought in.
Why?
Another copay.
No.
Yes.
I want to tell Buzz.
That's exactly what it is.
Buzz.
Yes.
As a friend.
Yeah.
During the show at some point today. And you can come on and say that, you know, you weren't able to get through if it's really horrible.
Okay.
But could you, is your wife working today?
Yes, she is.
Okay, like during the commercial breaks?
Uh-huh.
Do you think maybe you could get a little intel for me?
I'll call every
Because
break.
I'll be honest with you. You know what I said to Bonnie? I said, we normally do these conferences in the afternoon. And I know you're on the air in the afternoon.
Right.
That looks a little tough. And she was going back and forth with the schedule. Mm-hmm. And
was
then
she,
I said,
was
what?
Was she urgent to get you in soon?
No.
That's
no,
a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Yeah,
that's a great sign.
There was no urgency in her voice whatsoever.
This is a minor thing.
She never used the phrase
But you see,
the
I
hour.
Got this right here. I got this little pain here. Right
okay.
here. You see where I'm? You
it looks
know?
Like an epidemic.
Right.
No, I think
Old
I got
joke.
The. I got. Where's the.
Stomach.
Get that Jerry Lewis tape.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, this is what was on my mind. I was thinking about
the grapefruit ulcer.
Jerry Lewis. I was thinking about what he said because the pain is right here.
Bleeding.
Right underneath the diaphragm.
Right.
And I'm just a little concerned. I'm not going to tell you everything because it would be far too embarrassing. But I think that, you know.
Will you tell me off the air?
I will tell you off the
air.
Okay,
good. I appreciate
because,
that.
Because the little scare I had yesterday is okay today.
Well, that's good.
So you did you have a scare yesterday?
I had a little scare.
You want to discuss?
I have to, I guess, now.
Yeah, you do.
I brought it up.
But first we have Bonnie on the phone.
Okay, let's hear Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood
what
came
I'm thinking about.
From every opening I had.
Right.
Eyes, nose, ears, name it.
Right.
Blood flow like the damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer. Michael
Mara. There it is.
So there you have it.
Now, I don't take Percodan. I take my own medications, but I was thinking that perhaps, you know, this might be... Now, what is a grapefruit ulcer? Is that just the size of it?
That's the size, right?
Yeah. I don't think it could be that bad.
I wouldn't think so, and I have the similar pain, so maybe it's something that's going around.
Do you think that maybe just, you know, on the QT, during a commercial break, you could maybe put a call into your lovely bride?
I'd be happy to.
Just say that Mike's a little nervous about Bonnie Scott. Now, look, I don't discount the fact that I might be completely wrong about the fact that they always do these conferences.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember that.
I remembered
having a physical and then maybe getting a phone call. I don't remember the callback or having to go in. But also, seriously, what Rob says is that, you know, they would say, you know, if it was anything really bad, they'd want me in right away.
Of course. This is going to be a minor adjustment like cholesterol or blood pressure or blood sugar or something like that they're going to address.
Technical question about the show today.
Okay.
How come I'm seeing the phone calls over here, but I don't see them up here?
You don't see them there?
I don't. Does that mean this thing's not turned on?
You know, it needs to be reset.
Would you be
a
deer and come over here and reset this,
please? I will, Mike. I'll be right over to your side of the board.
They're going to have to get into his lap to do that.
But, Buzz, you know, I'm not asking for, and really.
Oh, I understand. There's no problem at all.
Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Rob gently placed his hand on Mike's shoulder.
All right, Rob's pressing one button to reset them. There and now, do you really wish you pressed the X mark? And I have a picture of Rob with a wig.
Do you want winner? That
That's
want
not
that?
What I want. That's not making me feel any better today.
No,
not one little bit.
There we go.
But she'll. I know she'll be gentle.
Yeah,
and
you'll be fine.
This is terrible because if you come to me during the show, you said they just want you to come in.
That's right.
Then I'll know it's something evil.
I can't really talk
now. Why does it say enter my name here?
I'm going to enter my name.
Excuse me.
Watch this. He'll be typing over there, and you'll be watching him type over here.
Just a little, you know, concerned. Just a little bit. You know, I'm a
Did the name up there?
I got a bunch of phones here on hold that have the green thing on them on the left.
But nothing's appeared.
I just looked at Rob's password.
There, I just want to make sure you saw that.
There, it's done.
Okay.
It's fixed. It's working. Good. So, if you wouldn't mind.
No problem at
when
all.
When they do this exam, look, it's Joe.
With a note.
Is it helpful?
Joe, once again, you know, the captain's away. Mr. Out of Control comes in. It is not lead poisoning. It is not.
What have you been sucking on?
Sounds like lead to me.
Thank you.
A lot of that going around.
Appreciate
Mike.
Appreciate
when they
the
did
support.
Your exam,
it could be
yes.
Bad.
Was it very cursory, or did they do something that
no,
could
I
spot
got the full
it?
Thing.
Did they spot an ulcer with what they did?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let me take a phone.
Do they do blood?
Yeah, they did blood work. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Test the phones out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look at you.
Oh, my God. Where's the hold button? How do I put him on hold? Just like that.
I can
that.
Put him on hold over here.
Right. What do you mean hold? I should hang up on him.
No.
How did we get him right at the beginning?
Because you're lucky. The lucky man.
See, that's bad. Tom Gavin, my very first phone call of the day.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
Yes, I have.
Somebody had to be first.
Very nervous. Let's take another phone call Let's here. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Charlie.
Sounds like Joe.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now, is there anything specifically I can do for you, sir, without your agenda?
Mike.
What?
I just wanted to give you kudos for that Tom Bergeron segment that you had a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
When Marie took the dive on stage.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, it was so funny.
That actually soothes my grapefruit ulcer. Compliments can soothe my grapefruit ulcer. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, we've set that segment aside for your memorial.
For the memorial thing. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about...
How is your pain now?
Right here, Rob. Right here.
Can you rate it from
all
1 to 10?
I'm going to give you my symptoms.
I hate when a doctor does that.
I am going to give you my symptoms. I'm not... first of all, I want to give the whole picture here, so I will tell you that I'm a bit of a hypochondriac.
No.
I am. I do tend to...
None of us are.
We all are, because we're left-brainers. That's what we do.
Right.
I mean, we complain about things. I will tell you that the pain is right here.
So it's like
I will
top
tell you
of
that I've
stomach.
Had a lot more indigestion than normal with eating right. And normally when I eat right, I don't have indigestion.
So
but
at the base of your sternum, there's a pain.
It's right here.
Now, can you rate the pain, 10 being unbearable,
it's,
1 being non-existent?
It's 1. It's 1.
Way down there, but it's there.
Just, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's just there, and I'm not going to sweat it. Let's take some more of the,
we all have the same thing.
Loving phone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Better.
Hey, dudes, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, not much.
What can we...
Hey.
Oh, no, is this drunk Chad?
Yeah, before you hang up on me, I need advice because I'm meeting with Mike Ramey tomorrow for 10 minutes.
Why?
Why are you meeting with the program director of our Sacramento station?
To possibly fill an air slot.
Bye!
Thank you very much. That's all. I don't need that. That's going to get the ulcer back
it's
where
not
it was before.
Dr. Ardinger has another diagnosis.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Mike.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Listen, when they diagnose you with diabetes, you have to take action, my man.
What do you mean diabetes? What makes you think it might be? And isn't it diabetes?
This is Robert the Mailman.
You hear both.
It's not diabetes.
It's Beatties.
Diabetes sounds like diapenis.
It's not that.
It's not that at all.
And it's not Warren Beatty. It's
why do you think diabetes?
Your weight.
Yes.
Your age.
Yes.
And you're African-American.
You have all the symptoms, my friend.
What do you mean all the symptoms? I haven't even mentioned my symptoms.
But I have the cure.
What's the cure?
Get an Asian nurse. Stop. 35.
Bye.
I didn't think people would take this seriously. What do you have in your hand?
Joe Ardinger writes.
Oh, is that his role today? Is that what he's going to do?
Well, if it's going to be like this, it's going to be that.
Yeah.
Sounds like sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning next to lead poisoning.
Now, I'll tell you this, my friend. My father has had diabetes for many years.
Rob, I don't have diabetes.
And lives a wonderful life.
I don't have diabetes. Your father's like skinny, too.
Now, the thing is, if anyone's going to get diabetes, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it. As soon as I get diabetes, then you worry.
Look, I don't think I got anything. I'm just a little concerned about the... Call your wife now.
All right.
Please.
They can really... And you know what? Cancer is so treatable now.
Right. Damn it.
It's no longer
Did I break
death,
the phone?
It's no
you
longer
made me
a
break
death
the phone.
Sentence.
All right, hold on a second. All these phones are ringing, and I don't know how to put them on the air. Hold on. That one. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
You press the far left button.
That's what you do.
Hello, Don Mike Show. That's Drunk Chad. No, Drunk Chad, we're not talking to you again. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
He'd be a good fit out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody mention that the Grease Man is no longer on the air?
The Grease Man?
Yeah.
Well, isn't he taking a hiatus? I think he's taking
That's
a hiatus.
That's what he's doing.
May I say to everyone, hobble de gee.
Hi there.
Godspeed.
And
right.
Waddle Doodle.
Sorry to bother you at work. I just need to know how bad is it with Mike?
Don't be funny. This is serious.
Okay. We're actually on the air. You're not, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike is a little concerned because normally he
Say
gets,
Bonnie called me.
Bonnie called him. And
said he wanted me to come in and he didn't want to call
of
me.
Just giving him the results of his blood test, she said he needs to come in for
Is it
a
the talk
follow-up.
Of the is ask her,
and he's afraid,
ask her if
no,
it's the talk of the
it's
office.
The bad news.
Should he?
I hope our listeners have some
Sanders,
appreciation.
Now, he says he does not remember being called back in
I
after
hope
his
some of our
visit.
Listeners have an appreciation for putting it on the line like I put it on. I really don't know.
Standard procedure. So nothing unusual.
Standard procedure.
Nothing for him to worry
standard.
About.
It's not enough, Buzz.
Yeah.
Should he contact a stonecutter?
Is Bonnie in the office?
Uh-huh.
He's going to talk to Bonnie.
Right.
Ask Bonnie to come
She's
over.
Talking, Rob. She's talking a lot. Why is she talking a lot?
She's a woman.
Touché.
A dur.
Okay.
Touché.
So all right. Well, he just remembered the last time, I think, maybe Nurse Bonnie just called him with the result.
Like maybe,
Nurse Bonnie.
Maybe someone else did your last
And he was just wondering why that maybe wasn't
Nurse
the case
Bonnie
this time. He was afraid
sounds
it
sexual.
Might be bad news.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So
what was that? Yeah, exactly. What was that?
Nurse Bonnie around by any chance?
Yeah, there we go.
She is around.
She come on the air?
I don't know. Would she be willing to talk to Mike on the air? All right, we're gonna check on that.
I give my very best to your lovely wife, too.
Mike sends his very best to you.
Oh, and me as well. Thank you for the Springsteen CD.
And Rob says,
okay,
thank
suck
you
up, stop it. This is my call. It's my life, Rob.
Trying to be pleasant.
Thanks for the Springsteen CD. I'm
dying
over here.
You want to give me a
diabetes
for that,
is no longer a death sentence, Mike.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Uh-huh.
How are your toes?
Toes are great. They're not blue.
Not yet.
They're not blue like Jackie Gleason and Nothing in Common. And for some reason, over the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned Jackie Gleason more times than I like. All right, let's take another call while Buzz. All right, Buzz, talk. See if we can get somebody to come on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, Paul, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm not good, Paul. I'm concerned and I'm worried and I'm nervous and my friends are doing what they always do.
Don't worry. Dr. Paul will ease your pain.
They're mocking my misery.
No, no.
That's what they're doing. They're mocking my misery. What can
We're
we do for you?
We're offsetting it, Mike.
Paul, what can I do for you?
I'd like to know if you're gangrenous.
No, I'm not. No, I said the toes are fine. Are you talking about the feet? The feet are fine. Although, this just leads into another thing. Thank you very much, Paul. Gangrenous.
Bye!
Another person that just laughing hysterically at my misery.
Bonnie will go on the air?
Yes.
I'm going to call Bonnie.
All right, we're going to call Bonnie right now. Very good. This is a first. I have never spoken to a personal physician or a personal nurse. Bonnie, my personal nurse. on the air. Buzz, you're a trooper. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. Apparently no cause for real concern that this is standard procedure.
Real concern.
Sure.
Real concern.
Sure. I mean, we can't.
You know what that's telling me? Real concern means we don't want to say anything on the radio.
Well, no, it just means
hey, look,
without seeing your results, I can't tell you whether you're okay or not.
Buzzy, if I got it, I want the world to know.
All right.
I'll deal with it publicly.
Well, it's your medical information.
This will be the first. Yep, I signed the confidentiality thing, but this is me
right.
making the choice.
It's up to you.
To put this lady on the air, this lovely, sensitive lady.
If you tell Nurse Bonnie it's okay, then
and
it's
I will tell her for whatever reason. It just and it was a perfectly normal call on the part. Joe, I'm going to kill you if you keep writing notes.
About every 3 minutes.
Back to your station, Mr. Artinger.
Dr. Joe Artinger writes,
yeah.
Sounds like poison ivy.
I do have another issue, though, that I think that there are insects in my bed.
Well, maybe that's how this all started.
Yeah, it does. No, the stomach thing's been there
Let
throughout.
Let me jot that down so we don't forget that.
I felt that the other day, yes, it was after a big drunk, but I felt that there were insects biting my ankles.
Oh, the DTs, yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Your personal caregiver is on the phone.
Hello, Bonnie. Bonnie, darling.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Now, Bonnie, I know that I'm probably overreacting to this. I just have to tell you that, you know, I seem to remember that previous visits with the old physical, you know, you call me and you, you know, you go over the stuff and let me know. But this time you requested me in person and I'm a little freaked out, Bonnie, and that's why I'm calling you on the radio. I'm
sorry. Is that why you're calling me?
That is, yes.
Yeah, actually, we do want to see you in person this time.
Oh, this time?
This
yeah?
time.
Uh-huh.
Really?
We do. We don't
oh,
want
to. Oh, that's
freak
funny,
you out.
Bonnie. Laugh. You just, my heart just stopped. I'm hypertensive. I'm really not. Don't I have good blood pressure?
I'm not. Yeah, of course you do, but we do need to talk to you in person this time and give you the news.
Bonnie, this is Rob. Let me ask this.
I'm freaking out for real.
You should
right
be. Absolutely. Did I say that you should? I didn't. I would have. Let me put it this way. I would have brought you in really a lot sooner if it was something that was truly that you should be worried about.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Think of it
good.
That way.
Bonnie, good, good, good,
good. Point.
Good.
Does it have to do with the delinquent payment?
That's partially
Shut up,
it.
Rob, it's my life we're talking
so
about.
We don't need to make
silly
any
jokes.
Money is her life, Mike.
Mindless, meaningless jokes.
We don't need to make any arrangements at this point, Bonnie.
You and I can make those arrangements.
Did you did you talk to the big gun? Did you talk to the big honcho and ask him whether he could make a phone call and do it?
No, I really didn't.
Really? Because Bonnie.
No, actually, I did talk to him, and he said he would prefer to speak to you in person. Mm-hmm. But if it's absolutely, you know, if you absolutely can't get here, then
I'm a very busy man, Bonnie. I do a radio program, and I'm a well-known restaurateur.
Well, he understands.
Just hold on a
that.
Second. I'm just going to grab a light here.
Well, no, we understand that, mm-hmm. But we still. You're going to what?
Nothing. Nothing. Everything's fine.
He's working with his inhaler.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, so it's really, I mean, obviously, if it had been something earth-shattering, you would have called me right in.
I truly would have called you a lot sooner.
So this will be about tips, about pointers, about how he can be even more healthy, right?
Buzz, we don't need to edit Bonnie's thoughts, okay? She's saying she doesn't need to see me right away.
Maybe Bonnie
That's what I'm holding on to.
Maybe Bonnie wants advice from you.
Yeah.
Bonnie, yeah. You know what?
Maybe I do.
Bonnie, you know what my advice to you?
What would that be?
Keep on doing the fabulous work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're fabulous,
so
Bonnie. I love you. You're fantastic.
We all do.
All right, Bonnie, I appreciate you coming on. And just make sure you pass along to the big guy. I'm much too busy for you.
I'll try. I don't promise anything, but I will
right.
try.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesus.
Nurse to the stars.
He doesn't do house calls?
I just decided I'd have a little smoke while we were talking to Bonnie.
Joe
what
does
Joe Artinger write?
Sounds like a paper cut.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. That's the comedy stylings of Joe Artinger.
What started out as excessively strong is weakening rapidly.
See, all right.
You're getting better.
Right. I'm not
better.
Talking about my health anymore. I'm fine.
Apparently so.
I'm fine. No problem at all. Hello, John, you're on the air.
Mike.
What?
I want to talk about your pain. I think you should check carefully the front, back, and sides of your midsections. For the handle of a Nazi dagger.
Okay. Everybody is a comedian today. No one, you know, I think
what
it's going to be
Nazi?
Fine.
It's going to. That's incorrect.
Nazi.
Nazi.
The Nazis. Hello.
And
yes.
I would
oh,
never
this
soil
is,
my dagger.
Let me take care of this, Rob. Hold on a second. Drunk Chad, what is the deal?
Real quickly, I wanted to.
Wait, real quickly. Chad.
Are you letting me get my Jew joke off? Come
Chad,
on.
Chad, no, you're not going to. I want to tell you something, okay? How many, you have called a million times so far in the first 15 to 20 minutes of the show. What is the problem today?
I need advice because I don't know how to run a board, and I told him I know how to.
First of all, are you sober?
I'm hungover. I got cigarette burns from last night. Last night was crazy.
You know that you're only allowed to call us when you're drunk, Chad.
Hold on. Hold on. Corona 22. Listen.
What's he doing?
What is he doing?
It's never that far out of reach for him.
I just opened a Corona 22.
What's a Corona 22?
Chug it right now.
It's like a bomber?
It's a pint. 1 point.
Chug it. Ounces. Don't talk. Chug it. Let me hear you chug it.
All right. Swear to God, I don't lie.
Mm-hmm. He's drinking it out of his shoe. My last one.
Okay.
My last one.
All right, good, Mike. All right. Put it out then.
Okay. I
attaboy. Look, that's good.
It's gone because Bonnie says I'm okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or did she? Chad?
Hold on. It's only halfway gone.
All right.
You know what you should do when you go to the doctor?
Me too. Sorry about that. That was stress. That was a stress burst.
When you go to the doctor, whip out a pack of cigarettes and scream, this is what you've done to me.
I know. It was the stress.
Okay. All right. If I don't get this radio gig, I want to be a comedian, so can I use material real quick?
All right, Chad.
I hope you get the radio gig.
Chad.
All right.
Chad.
Chad. Yeah.
I can't help you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye, Chad. There take another call.
I
right
did
now.
Have one piece of advice for him.
What's that?
When he meets Mike Ramey, who is a great guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful. He's Mr. Personality. That's what I like
take
to call
him. Take him in your arms and tenderly kiss him.
Yeah. That's it. Chad, call back when you're drunker. Tim, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz. Hey. When you go to the doctor, Mike, make sure you bring your beautiful wife, Carla, with you.
Why?
Because that's what you said.
It's not my wife. Day. It's not my wife.
He was trying to trick you.
Hello, Brandon.
Perhaps it's manifested itself in your brain.
Brandon, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I think it worked.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
This is one of the brothers in the D.C. area.
Thank you, Brandon. Yes. My homie. My man.
My homie.
Get down with your bad self.
I went to the restaurant. I went to the restaurant the other day looking for you just to tell you this one. You ready for this?
Is this a joke?
Let me ask you a question.
Is this a joke?
It's going to be a joke.
It's kind of a joke.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Call back later. We have to do the film, the whole deal there.
Joe, your phone number.
All right. Now, speaking of wife, all right, you know the little Freudian slip that I made yesterday on the air.
Yeah, yes. And you ran right by it. You never noticed.
Here's the deal. I just happened to mention in passing, I was talking about the Marine Corps thing.
Right.
And I mentioned that Carla... I was going to go see my wife. How did it sound? I didn't even hear it. What did I say?
He said, I was headed to the Marine Ball, and my wife, Carla, was already there.
Yes. All right, I don't want to talk about it right now. Hold on a second.
You don't?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
I thought you did.
I'm a mess. Yes, what can I do for
one
you?
One of his symptoms? He's
everybody's making fun of Mike. I'm here to soothe his soul and put some ease to his pain.
Please do.
All righty.
You're talking to me right now.
Oh, my bad. He's down.
My bad. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to
violations.
Say goodbye. Yes, please. 2-1-1 call. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Come on.
Come on now. Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Let me try it again.
It's probably standard procedure to see you again, because now that you're medically, morbidly obese.
Hello?
Hello? Pounds.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, did you just start? I just picked up the phone line, and you were already like halfway through what you were saying.
Very important.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I said it's probably standard procedure now that you're medically morbidly obese, that you're over 300 pounds.
Did you say morbidly obese?
That is what he said.
I can't say it now.
Nothing wrong with being morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese is okay.
Lots of people live very full lives that way.
That's right, we do fine.
With two kids and a wife named Carrie.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm so tired.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, who's this?
This is the drunk bowler and the drunk bitch from Wichita.
Oh, the guy from the porch?
They're coming in to visit right now. Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin from Wichita. How are you?
Porch setters.
How are you feeling?
I'm better. I'm not... I don't know, Buzz. I don't know how to interpret Bonnie's call. I'm trying to get it out of my mind.
I'm telling you, I'll bet $1 million it's exactly what I said. They want to give you some tips and some advice that has something to do with either cholesterol or blood pressure or one of those things.
I'm not going to think about it. I'm not even going to think about it.
Exactly. That's what you should do.
Going to move forward.
Think about it.
Ever forward. Press on ahead. Kevin.
But don't skip that appointment.
Let's talk. I haven't made it yet. He's going to call me, hopefully. Yeah. Well, yes, Kevin. See. Kevin, how are you and how is your white trash existence in Wichita?
Well, she's still white trash, and she's half-crocked, and I'm broken down.
We love talking to you, Kevin, but where's the lovely lady? Does she happen to be around?
Yeah, she's around.
Put her on the line, please.
Okay. I'll go get her. Okay.
Kevin's a lot of fun, but let me tell you something. I enjoy Kevin's woman.
He says he's falling apart, but we should ask his woman what's wrong with
him. Well, this is your part of the world, Buzz.
No, I simply was born.
Where is she, Kevin?
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
No,
they want to talk to you.
What's your name again, lady?
Hey, lady.
Hello.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Oh, baby, now you know who I am. I'm a saucy girl.
Yeah, but what's your first name? We forgot your first name. We know your lovely voice, but we don't know your name.
I don't know why Kevin does this to me. He calls and he makes me get on the phone.
How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing fabulous. How'd you know I was beautiful?
I just know from the sound of your dulcet tones on the radio that you are a beautiful, vivacious woman.
Thank you.
What's new today? What? We're doing great.
We're out working. We're doing some sheetrocking.
Uh-huh. You're doing
more drinking than sheetrocking.
Drywalling.
What are you drywalling today, ma'am?
Oh, you really didn't want me to answer that, did you?
I sure do. As sure as I'm sitting here.
Well, just think about it. Dry the wall, and you got to slam it into it. You know what I mean?
What, are you remodeling your lovely trailer home?
I know, baby. We ain't trailer white trash, okay? We ain't trailer white trash.
Never said it.
That way.
Never believed it.
The last time she remodeled her home, it involved new tires.
Hello.
No, actually, that's how I remodeled my home, because I was digging a hole. Okay?
But, you know, we still haven't gotten your lovely name. We need your name. It makes it more so much more personal.
Your name, sweetie.
It's A. Hell of an attitude.
It's A?
H.
Oh, Helen.
As in hell.
I can't understand her.
Buzz, are you doing any better with this than I?
No. A-H is all I've gotten so far.
No. Turn it around. Ha-ha.
H-A.
Ha-ha.
H-A.
Your name is
H-A.
Ha?
Now, come on
H-A.
Now. Are you drywalling and drinking?
Of course.
Okay. Well, is life treating you well?
Pretty good.
How's the love life? Have you and Kevin had sex today?
Oh, hell no. Well, Kevin has. He's got ready and lefty.
You sound like you might be sober.
Well, now, how did Kevin have it?
Oh, I am.
And you didn't.
He's got ready and lefty with him today, though.
What?
What?
He has ready and lefty with him today, so he had sex.
So he had sex with himself.
I see.
Can I venture a guess?
I told you he had ready and lefty.
I understand, ha. Huh? Listen. I have a vision in my head.
No, it's H-A. It's okay. Just H period A period.
Okay. H period A period.
Okay, period.
H-A.
Is it Hannah?
Helen, right?
Helen?
Okay, you got the first one, but it's all one name. It's Helen Ann.
Helen Ann.
Helen Ann.
See, we never did get that name.
That's
pretty. Now we've made some progress.
Lovely Helen Ann.
So Kevin says he's falling apart. What's wrong with Kevin today?
Oh, Kevin, no, he's just working really hard. I got a lot of stress.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you take that stress away, Helen Ann? Helen Ann,
use what God gave you.
No. You guys don't even understand, okay?
You're right.
This man is just like a continual...
Helen Ann, can we say that?
We got the idea.
Well, if we could, we couldn't. All right, so you got to watch. No, we can't say that one.
He just loves it. Okay. He's got to do it all the time.
All right, hold on, everybody. Let me talk to Helen Ann for a second. All right. Now, Helen Ann, what are you drywalling? First of all, what are you drywalling today?
Oh, we're doing a whole house.
You're doing the whole? Are you remodeling your house?
I'm mudding right now. I'm the mother.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yes.
Helen's got the mud.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of that mudding there, Helen Ann?
No, I don't do mutton riding, baby. I'm doing mudding.
She's an unfit mutter. I have a question for you, Helen Ann.
Rob has a question, Helen Ann.
Okay, Rob.
I have an image in my head. Are you two working nude?
Excuse me?
Are you doing this in the nude?
Oh, you made her mad.
Oh, I would love to, but I'm afraid the owner walk in the house.
Helen Ann, could you do me a favor?
What?
Could you describe what you're wearing right now, baby?
What? I'm wearing a Florida white t-shirt and a pair of blue jeans.
Hold on a second. Did you say a Florida white t-shirt?
Yeah, a white t-shirt with Florida on it. My son brought it home for me.
All right. Oh, and what else are you wearing?
A pair of blue jeans. That's what we wear. We wear blue jeans and white t-shirts. That way when you drop the speckle and stuff on you, nobody sees it.
You sound like you're sober.
Not really.
I am sober.
Oh, that's great. What about Kevin? What condition is he in?
Actually, he's doing pretty good today.
Let me talk to Kevin again.
Okay.
All right, put him on the phone.
Are you barefoot?
Right. Am I what?
Are you barefoot?
No, baby, I'm not barefoot. I told you, I don't do that red saucy stuff no more, okay?
Picture those toes.
So
put Kevin on the phone. Helen Ann, put Kevin on the phone.
If he's not too busy.
Kevin, come here, baby.
He doesn't have his hands full.
Come on, baby.
Hi, guys.
So you're sober too, Kevin?
Pardon?
Kevin?
Yes, I'm here.
You're sober too?
Compulsively sober.
No, not quite.
All right, what are you enjoying today?
Natural life.
Natural light, but it sounds like Helen Ann, and we never got her lovely name until this call. It sounds like she's doing all the work.
Well, I'm trying to do all the work, but I'm having a problem walking around because of my hip.
What's the matter with your hip?
I fell on the ice storm we had here in Wichita. I'm sure Buzz heard about it, and I got a bulged disc.
You got a bulging disc and a bad hip?
Yep, and I go to the chiropractor twice a day.
Twice a day?
Are you on disability?
No.
Pixie.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, Kevin, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you just knock it off for the rest of the day? No more drywalling, all right?
Well, I gotta get part of it done so my son can come in and work tonight.
You're doing an all-nighter?
No, his son is working tonight. He's getting it ready.
No, but I mean the whole project is going on all night.
Oh, yeah.
All What's your son's name?
I ain't gonna tell you that one.
Okay, we have to run there. Thanks so much. They're not nearly as fun when they're sober.
She's almost as fun.
All right, when we come back, a lot of people are waiting to talk about my condition. I would appreciate some sincerity with these phone calls, just a little bit.
I think they're all sincere.
I'm going to take calls of people that can really help me, but I also want to talk about my Saturday night this past weekend where
You're
I visited. I visited. I'll give you a hint. It's some place that I haven't been in a while, and it's a place that was in the news recently.
The doctors.
And it's not the doctors. And it also involves three new friends who I'd never gone out and partied with. And I have a suggestion that everybody ought to party with law enforcement officers.
Sure.
Really?
It's a good time at my all. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was in high school again. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
normally when
fun.
You spend the evening in the company of officers, it's not social.
It was good.
That's good.
That was my last trip because I knew I was dying. Anyway, we'll come back with much more on the Don and Mike Show and Kevin and Chad and all the other drunks that are calling us today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.